For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home has the ball to start the second half. They lead Harrison 34-31 as they move left to right in these for these two quarters. Here's Harris with the ball on the left wing. He'll drill up to the top. Ball goes over the left side now to Jones. Now Harrison in a man-to-man defense. Jones picks up his drill, throws up top to Tabor. Over to Crawford on the right side. He dribbles towards the corner. Now gets down to Tabor on the low block, and now Tabor is going to be called for the offense foul. He just kind of bowled over his defender there. That is Dawson Tabor's second personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, and that is their seventh turnover of the night as well. We are 27 seconds into the second half. Here is Harrison with a chance to cut to one or possibly tie it. Bonds has it, throws it up top to Elliott. Elliott dribbles to the right side, gives it to Edwards in the corner. Edwards takes the screen, dribbles out to the wing, now goes down into the lane, picks up his dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws out to Bonds on the left wing. Bonds is going to drill down towards the low block. Now kicks out to McQuestion. Up top now to Elliott. Elliott will drill down into the lane, and he's going to draw a little contact. That is Abe Crawford's third personal foul, I believe. Yep. And second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 7:04 left to play in the third quarter. It will be Elliott triggering the inbound pass on the baseline for the Goblins. Gets into Edwards on the right wing. Edwards dribbles down towards the low block. Now kicks it out to McQuestion in the corner. Back out to Edwards on the wing. Edwards takes the screen. Goes down in the corner. Now is going down into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. And Tabor gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it to Crawford in the left corner. Crawford's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. But it's fouled from behind. And he'll hit to the free throw line with 6:44 left of the third quarter. Coulter McQuestion picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Harrison here in the second half. So it will be Abe Crawford at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 3 points so far this evening. First shot will not go. One more free throw for Crawford. Second shot is up, and he gets one of two. He now has 4 points, and it's a four-point lead for Mountain Home. 35-31 our score. Elliott into the front court for Harrison. A little over 6.5 minutes left for the third quarter. Ball goes over to Bonds on the left side. Up top to McQuestion. Over on the left side now to James. Now up top to Elliott. Elliott takes the screen. Now goes to lane, going up for the layup. Will not go, and Tabor gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Back quickly come the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, going into the lane for the layup. It goes in, and he is fouled. Wyatt Gilbert will go to the free throw line for the and-one situation with 6:13 left to play in the third quarter. I believe they gave that one to, I was about to say McQuestion. Oh, that is McQuestion. That is his second personal foul, team foul number two against Harrison. And Wyatt Gilbert gets the free throw. He is now 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and he has 14 points in this game. 38-31, it's a three-possession lead for Mountain Home with a little over 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Bonds with it on the right side, throws up top to Edwards. Back over to Bonds on the right. Bonds is going to pull up for the three-pointer, will not go, and the ball sails out of, it does sail out of bounds. McQuestion tried to save it, but he couldn't. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 5:55 left of the third quarter. 38-31, Mountain Home on top. Logan Plumlee and Abe Gladwell are going to check in for Harrison, replacing Bryce Bonds and Coulter McQuestion. Gilbert will walk it the ball into the front court for Mountain Home as they lead by 7. Gilbert dribbles to the right side and an offensive foul away from the ball. I guess another illegal screen called in this on that one. That was on Satch Harris, his first personal foul, team foul number 3, and Mountain Home's 8th turnover of the night. Back come the Goblins. Here is Glidewell with it in the right corner. He drills out to the wing, throws it to Edwards. Edwards drills to the left elbow, gives it back to Glidewell. Glidewell going into the lane for the layup, will not go. And Dawson Tabor gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Tabor will give it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Gilbert's setting up the play. He's dribbling very near the corner there. Near the scorer's table. It throws it to Jones in the left corner. He's going down toward the lane. Tried to throw it to Tabor. He couldn't handle the pass. And Harrison comes up with the steal. Here is Elliott back the other way. Quickly for Harrison. He throws it to Edwards in the right corner. Edwards dribbles out to the wing. Now goes down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Will not go. Gets his own rebound. And has the ball knocked away. And now a reaching foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. That is on Abe Crawford. That is his 4th personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:54 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 38-31. And checking in for the Bombers is Adam Sorrell, as Crawford will take a seat with his 4th foul. Elliott will trigger the inbound pass for Harrison. He throws it right into Edwards, who was wide open for the easy layup. Good. Ethan Edwards now double figures with 11 points. 38-33, Mountain Home leading it. 4:43 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Jones on the left side. He'll take the screen from Tabor. Jones now going down into lane, going up for the layup. Cannot get it to go, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 4:32 left in the period. Abe Glidewell picks up his 3rd personal foul. That's the 3rd team foul against Harrison here in the second half. So Matt Jones back to the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 4 with 15 points. First shot is up and in. And if he gets this next one, it'll be back to a 3-possession game. Glidewell will take a seat with his 3rd foul as he's replaced by Colter McQuestion. Second free throw for Jones. He gets both. He now has 17 points. 40-33, Mounts on Lee. 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Elliott into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Plumlee. Now ball goes up top to James. Over on the left side to Edwards. Edwards takes the screen, dribbles up toward the top. Throws over on the right side to McQuestion. McQuestion picks up his dribble, now gives it back up near the top to Elliott. Elliott's going to dribble down toward the free throw line, going down into the lane. Now kicks out to McQuestion, out to Edwards in the right wing. His 3-pointer, good. Ethan Edwards with 14 points, 40-36, Mountain Home leading it, 3:54 left in the third quarter. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Jones on the left wing. Takes the screen from Tabor, goes down into lane, now kicks out to Satch Harris on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the 3-pointer, no good. Tabor gets the rebound, throws it to Jones, who's going in for the layup. He cannot get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by Edwards. He's quickly back the other way for Harrison. Edwards quickly going into the lane, now kicks it out to Plumlee. Now ball goes up top to Elliott. Elliott's going to pull up for the 3-pointer, and he gets it, and it's a 1-point game. Ben Elliott with 17 points, and Mount Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:18 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 40-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bold statement. Saving money with Geico is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a Geico office and yelled, "Someone please help me save some money on car insurance," everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with Geico. It's almost better than sports.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card? This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. And we're now introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So for a limited time only, you can own the now with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 9494. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9494.
Well, a couple of big threes for Harrison as Mount Tom's lead has been cut to a single point with 3:18 left to play in this third quarter. 40-39 is our score. It will be Satch Harris inbounding the ball for the Bombers. He will throw it into Wyatt Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court, and we are back underway. Looks like they're going to start trapping a little bit, and Gilbert gets into the front court to Jones. Now to Sorrell. Back to Jones on the left wing. Now they switch back to a man. Ball goes back to Sorrell in the corner. Now throws it up top to Tabor. Over to Harris on the right side. Harris dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Sorrell on the left wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to be trapped. Now he's going to be, throws it to Jones on the right side. Jones finds Harris cutting into the lane. His layup is blocked. And Harrison comes up with the ball. Edwards quickly back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. And he's going to wave it. Officials going to wave it off and call Elliott for Edwards for the offensive foul. Ethan Edwards picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Goblins. And that is their fourth turnover of the night. 2:33 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom gets the ball back as they maintain their one-point lead. And now the ball goes into the front court to Harris. Over to Tabor on the right wing. Back to Harris. Harris will dribble towards the, a little closer to the three-point line. Now throws up top to Jones. Jones will dribble to the left wing. Takes the screen from Tabor. Now throws it to Harris on the right wing. Harrison gives it to Gilbert, and he's fouled from behind by Ben Elliott. Ellie picks up his third personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against Harrison here in this second half. 2:08 left to play in the third quarter. Mantanome will inbound it, leading 40-39. Ball will be inbounded on the near sideline by Harris. He gets into Gilbert in the right corner, down to Tabor on the low block, and he's being double-teamed, and now he's fouled from behind. And Harrison, Mantanome will inbound it once again. That is Harrison's last foul to give here in this contest. Colter McQuestion picks up his third personal foul, 16th foul here in the second half. And 2:04 left to play in the third quarter. Harris will inbound it on the baseline, gets into Tabor at the top. Now Gilbert has it there. He's going to immediately pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 17 points, 43-39. Mountain Home leading it with 1:52 left in the third quarter. Here's Elliott with it near the top. He takes the screen, goes to the right wing, pulls up for the three-pointer, rolls around, will not go, and Gilbert gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Gilbert has the ball very near the half-court stripe. Drills to the left side of it now. Now goes back to the top. Now it goes back to a little closer to the half-court line. Now throws over on the left side to Jones. Jones is going to have to get away from his defender as soon as he can. Now throws it to Tabor on the left wing. Back up top to Jones. Now Jones dribbles to the left side. He's going to go down into lane. Full layup, good! Matt Jones with 19 points. 45-39 in Mountain Home leading with a minute left in the third quarter. Here is Edwards with the ball up the top for Harrison. Throws it on the right side to McQuestion. Gives it to James in the lane, who's going to go in for the layup. Good. Gatlin James with 8 points, and it is back to a four-point lead for Mountain Home. 45-41 our score. 36 seconds left in the third quarter. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Mountain Home will probably hold for the last shot of the period. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Now Harris has Edwards right there on him and throws it up top to Sorrell. Now back to Harris on the left wing. Down over to Jones on the corner. Back to Harris. 19 seconds left. Here is Gilbert with it. Now he's being double-teamed, trying to get out of it. Now he does dribble out of it. He's going down into the lane. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Tabor gets the offensive rebound. He goes back up with it. He has the ball knocked away from him. And a foul's going to be called, now I believe, on Dawson Tabor going for the ball. That is Dawson Tabor's third personal foul. Team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the second half. 6.2 seconds left as Harrison will get the ball back to make it a one-possession game before the end of the period. Jake McGee is going to check back into the game for Mountain Home as Dawson Tabor will take a seat with his third foul. So it will be Edwards inbounding it, gets into Elliott, who's quickly back the other way. 4 seconds. Elliott's going to go pull up for the leading three-pointer. No good. James puts the tries to put it back up before the buzzer. It goes in and out. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Harrison 45-41. We'll start the final quarter in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.